This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the chain store that came and went in just 1 year. Lovesick, a clothing store for plus-size women, is closing 23 of its stores for what's being described as rebranding. Its parent company, Torrid, is still around. Chris Greenspan has more on this overall market.
Jessica Torres is a plus-size fashion blogger. She says growing up, there were so few places to get clothes in her size that sometimes she would buy from the men's section.
I would even cut t-shirts up and then make them look different because we were so tired of like the few options that we had.
So when plus-size chain Torrid launched Lovesick as its younger, more affordable sister store last year, she says the response was huge, as was the response when Lovesick announced its closure in March.
That's literally all I saw on my timeline.
It's one less place to try on clothes, says Julie Dugan, who frequents the location in West Covina, a suburb of L.A.
And so having that resource cut off for a lot of people like me who need affordable fashion is a huge disappointment.
She says one problem they had was inconsistent sizing.
When brands like Lovesick get a lot of their products from private labels, they don't have consistent sizing across the board for their brand.
And then there's the store's look. We took visual merchandiser Tony Lopez to a Lovesick store before it closed to check it out.
When you're looking at windows and you're looking at the mannequins, you want to make them all cohesive and make them all friends. They're all going out together.
For Lopez, there were too many styles at once. The festival look, dark bohemian, 90s throwback, so it kind of felt like a thrift store to him. He says Torrid is better put together, but still doesn't market to younger women. Why not?
You have to constantly reintroduce yourself to these younger consumers, and they're the most fickle.
Retail analyst Marshall Cohen says Torrid, which is 16 years old, would want to grow with its customers instead of rebranding every 5 years. He says a subsidiary is often an effort to break away from the reputation of the parent brand.
What it's really doing in most cases is just duplicating efforts and not creating growth, just displacing the sales that exist.
Torrid declined to comment on Lovesick's closing. But Jessica Torres says plenty of women in the U.S. are still looking for a place to try on clothes that are size 16 and up. In Los Angeles, I'm Chris Greenspan for Marketplace.